This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, well, let's talk about San Francisco here just a little bit. Obviously, Juwan Jennings went absolutely ballistic, had the career a career game. I mean, the game of his life, three touchdowns. My God, he looked amazing. But I think the flip side of that coin and the flip side of that conversation, Matt, is what is going on with Brandon Ayuk? You are the Brandon Ayuk whisperer, okay? What is going on with Brandon Ayuk? He had an absolute smash spot versus the LA Rams last week. And yet, despite that, 10 targets. So he got targeted plenty. 10 targets, 5 catches for 48 yards. My dude, Brandon Ayuk, has not had a 50-yard game yet in 3 tries. Just 11 receptions on 20 targets. So that's been inefficient as well. What's going on with Ayuk?
I mean, look, I think Ayuk right now, he looks a little slower, looks a little rusty, looks like he's, you know, his timing with Purdy is off. He looks like a guy who has made some mistakes, like mental lapses at the catch point. You know, Ayuk is a guy that has reliable hands and is a ball winner. He has not had reliable hands, and he's not been a ball winner so far this year. Sounds like a dude who didn't practice. You know, for the entire summer.
Right.
Look, like, I get it. You know, I think CeeDee Lamb, the Cowboys play tonight as people are listening to this, but like, I think CeeDee Lamb has had some of those issues too so far this year.
For sure.
It's been more dramatic with Ayuk for sure. I think his holdout was a little uglier. So, you know, maybe there's something that was like, you could do whatever you want on the side, but everybody who plays football will tell you that you only get into football shape by playing football and practicing and going through the rigors of it and being in camp. You can't just airdrop in at week one and be like, let's go. I mean, even Trent Williams, who is, you know, a future Hall of Famer, he's had to get IVs like at least the last two games because he's not in game shape. And he said, he's like, I'm not totally 100% there and things like that. It's just more dramatic with Ayuk because of the timing of being like receiver quarterback. So I think that's been some of the biggest issues here. And the 49ers are content to, hey, Juwan Jennings, he's a good player. They extended Juwan Jennings even after drafting Ricky Pearsall in the first round, you know? So Juwan Jennings is a good player. I've always said on the show, Juwan Jennings is a good player. Blocks his ass off, clutch on third downs. Oh, yeah, no block, no rock, baby. He's getting the rock because he's been blocking for
no
years.
Block,
so
no block. All right.
Yeah, I just think with Ayuk, man, like, if this is still an issue in week 8, 9, 10, you know, late in the season, then, like, let's have another conversation. But, yeah, he just looks like a player who is not totally talk about like oh not in shape like Brandon Ayuk. I'm not saying he's out of shape, but he's not in football shape right now, that's for sure.
Interesting stuff here. Let me list off a couple of stats here. Per Next Gen Stats, there has not been a more successful receiver versus press coverage than his teammate Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings, when pressed, has been targeted 9 times. He's caught all 9 balls for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. Meanwhile, I found this fascinating. Brandon Ayuk has been one of the least successful versus press coverage. He's been targeted 1 time on 26 press attempts. Excuse me, he's been targeted 7 times on 26 press attempts. He's only caught 1 ball for 12 yards. Matt, this is a player. When you go to his reception perception profile on receptionperception.com, go check it out. You look at his route tree and you start getting the sweats because, my God, Brandon Ayuk is, I mean, I'm doing the James McAvoy fanning gif. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an all green route tree. Then you go look at success rate versus coverage, 96th percentile versus man, 91st percentile versus zone, 97th percentile, Matt, versus press coverage. And yet, here we are in the year 2024, and Brandon Ayuk is one of the least successful against press. This is crazy.
Obviously, you know, what they're tracking is different than what I'm tracking.
For
that,
sure.
You know, of course.
For sure.
But, yeah, he's not that guy right now. I guarantee you his press numbers for NGS would be a lot better last season. So, he's just not that player right now. Will he become that player this year? Totally possible. I would be, like, shocked if he wasn't a high caliber number one wide receiver by the end of the year. But right now he's not in football shape, and I think it's like kind of as simple as that.
I want to bring up another study too, done by, I think it was Bleacher Report, and there was a former Saints/Cal defensive lineman, and God, his name escapes me right now and it's driving me nuts. But he actually, when he left football, wrote a little bit for Bleacher Report, and he did this whole big study on, does it matter if you miss training camp? And as a former player, as you said, all former players will tell you, oh, of course, training camp matters. Okay, what he found, though, which I found to be very interesting, there really was not a correlation between A, injuries, right, or B, production, really, between guys who miss training camp, and especially guys who miss training camp not because of injury, but miss training camp because of a contract situation. Those guys, their production really did not fall off from an offensive standpoint. So I bring this up to say, and again, obviously this is a wide arching, it's not an individual case by case, but it is just a wide arching look at all the numbers, right? I almost wonder if we were to apply those metrics to what we got with Brandon Ayuk. I just wonder, and to your point, Matt, do we start seeing some explosion games a little later in the season to kind of make up for this early part of the season where clearly he has struggled? I do wonder, and again, we don't talk fantasy on this podcast very often, but Brandon Ayuk to me is a very interesting buy low candidate.
Oh, totally. Because I'm sure people are pissed because he still ended up going high in the draft and things like that.
Right.
But yeah, man, like, obviously, I'm sure the study there looked at their end of season production.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, so yeah, Brandon Ayuk is off to a slow start. He has, you know, just 11 catches and 119 yards. But would anybody be shocked if he finished right around 1,200 for the year because he had some massive games down the stretch or went over 1,000 yards? And then does that look like a successful season at the end of that study? This is the thing with football, man. And we do this all the time in the season. We focus on these micro, you know, weeks and games and samples, and like, what's going on with this? What's going on in that? And then by the end of the year, you look at the end of the numbers, like, okay, well, they had a great year. But it's like the journey of that to get there can always be very rocky, especially at the receiver position.